Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Stone, head coach of the Beavers. Jim, congratulations. Doesn't do your team and their accomplishments enough justice, but congrats.
Thank you.
Early on, you had a bunch of through balls to Sarah. Got some good looks. As the game went on, they seemed to take that away. The weather seemed to take away a lot, the field conditions. How much of their adjustments and the weather played an impact into how that game kind of played out?
Yeah, and I thought we could have found some of those through balls actually more often and not just to Sarah. I thought we missed that, and, you know, it's partly on us just because in the scout we thought their back line was going to drop off more from what we were seeing on video. You know, partly on our kids a little bit because you gotta know the game and see it. And, you know, we tell them all the time, you know, sometimes 2 minutes in the game you might just take the scout, throw it in the trash. So you got to be ready for everything. And sometimes that's the case. You know, early on you'll have some really good looks, and if you miss it, it's kind of typical as a game drags on, back line, there's less energy to get up high. And so some of those, the space behind often kind of fades. But no, I mean, obviously they were an excellent team. So, and the longer the game went, you know, the more that was apparent. So credit to them for any adjustments they made and making life difficult on us.
Your first goal, how important was just the play by Allie Smith of just keeping that thing alive in the corner as long as she did?
Yeah, she's good on the ball, and, you know, she's more crafty than you think, and she's strong on the ball, too, in terms of her ability to shield and to turn players, and she was able to kind of get that ball and hold it off and then turn and then find Maria, and that was obviously big time. I mean, Sarah, you know, was in the right position in the right time, like she often is, but in some ways her job was a little bit easier there than Allie or maybe even Maria's.
Emporia subbed just two players. You had seven subs. How important has your depth been as the season's gone along?
I think it's played a big role in our success, and I think we've had a lot of second half goals. And I think one of the reasons why is because, you know, some of those players are entering into the second half a little fresher. You know, 10 or 15 minutes here and there makes a big difference. You know, 70 minutes compared to 90 minutes over the course of a season, over the course of a weekend, and it all starts to add up. And this time of the year, I think there's a big benefit to it right now.
As cold as it was, did you have to plan your substitutions a little earlier, give them a little advance warning to get loose again?
Yeah, what we did is, you know, about 5 minutes before we'd sub, we went and put them into that heating tent and let them sit in that tent for a while and then start to get warmed up. And also it kind of played into your thought process a little bit. Like, it doesn't make sense to sub because, you know, when it's whatever it was, 12 degrees, I don't know what the feel like was, like, it's a little harder to get loosened up and to get those muscles warm. So that substitution becomes even more of a challenge than I've been a substitute, and, you know, when you jump into a game that's going a million miles per hour and you were standing on the sidelines before, it's difficult as it is, but let alone in these conditions.
They scored in the 78th minute. How do you like how your team responded to, let's just say, late game adversity?
Yeah, I think we have a pretty strong mental aptitude and resiliency, and I think that's been in place for, you know, good, maybe I don't know, but certainly the last 5 or 6 years, the heads don't seem to go down, and I think we all just felt like there's another goal in this game. It's just a matter of finding it. Unfortunately, you know, that didn't happen, but I think that's the belief and the mentality, and I thought it showed. I thought we pushed after that, and I didn't see any head hanging.
More with Coach Stone when we come back. Budweiser pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Stone on to Ferris, a team that you've never played before. Have you crossed paths with them on video with other teams that you've played this year, or was Friday and the video session afterwards the first time you've seen them this year?
First time. Just no familiarity at all. You know, fortunately, you know, I was able to watch their first half live against Grand Valley. And I think there's some validity to this. You know, film is one thing, you know, live's another. So I think that was a positive. And then we were able to grab some film. And so, you know, I think we're semi-familiar, but, and you know, there's no familiarity in the sense that we've never played them. So, you know, video only goes so far. But we at least feel like we have a good grip on kind of their, you know, their MO and their tendencies and what they're going to kind of shape themselves like today.
What tendencies have you seen?
Well, they're, you know, their center, they play with a true center striker, number 19, and she's a fantastic player, D1 transfer, I believe. Really good feet, good athlete, you know, can run in behind our back line if we, you know, slip up. But also just really good in the ball, probably better on the ball than without it. And, yeah, it's going to be a challenge, like, you know, like number 3 was, like Vetter was from Mankato. So we're kind of in this string of games where we're running into these teams with stud forwards and, you know, kids that can really hurt you if they get on the ball or even without it.
Their defense obviously is good to keep Grand Valley off the scoreboard. Do they do anything differently than anything you've seen?
Well, when you watch the film, it's a little bit looking into a mirror, you know. You know, they're pretty zonal. When they get into their blocks, they're really organized and very tight and compact, and there's not a lot of space. So you can kind of see why, you know, they haven't let too many goals happen this year. And certainly that's going to be a challenge for us today. You know, can our movement and our ball movement be crisp enough to kind of pull that zone apart a little bit? And then when the rare moments when they're not set up and they haven't set up a shop, you know, can we attack in those moments and make things happen?
As to Friday, about your team, you know, they're humans, looking ahead to what's next. Well, what's next is here. You were asked in the post game by Pioneer and also by Lakeland, and you're like, heck, we're one of the last 8 teams left. And you could tell that was one of the first times that it really hit into you that, hey, we're one of the last 8 teams left. Your program just keeps taking step after step. What's it going to take to take that next step today?
It's going to take an all-out collective effort by us, and we're going to have to be plugged in for 90 minutes, maybe 110, maybe longer. And, you know, we're certainly relishing the opportunity. We know with, you know, great opportunity comes great opposition, and we know that Ferris State's going to, you know, push us. We're certainly excited about the opportunity in front of us.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much.